This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Every year since 1932, well, not every year, but close, The New Yorker has published a poem called Greetings, Friends. It comes out around Christmas, and it's a way of recalling the people and the events of the outgoing year. Staff writer Ian Fraser has been writing the annual Greetings, Friends since 2012. Here's Ian.
Friends, one and all, let us unmute, excite the timbrel and the lute, make merry with our pots and pan, the hour is seven, so we can, shout from the balcony or lawn for joy at what will soon be gone, and praises sing for what is here, the end to this undreamt of year. Commune with us, dear friends, while we strew gifts abundant round the tree. And help us pick out something nice for New York's Dr. David Price, the Bronx's Dr. Ernest Patty, every nurse in Cincinnati, Dr. L. Woodward of UMiss, Dr. Purnell, she's our own Chris, LA's Dr. Anna Darby, Arizona's Dr. Barbie, Harold Varmus, the Nobeller, Doc of reputation stellar, Ashley Bartholomew, RN, and when we check the list again, it unscrolls out across the floor with healthcare stalwarts by the score.
By the millions.
Heroes true. And lose their student loan debts, do. As we replay 2-0 in slow-mo, a Christmas cheer for Andrew Cuomo is not amiss. Nor would it be for bat virologist Xi Zhongli, Steak Diane, the cool mask maker, Dolly Parton, Peter Baker, Jennifer O'Malley Dillon, Issa Rae, Calvin Bud Trillin, Stacey Abrams, Mikey Sherrill, Andrew Ray, and Colin Farrell. The passing comet Neowise, which, lacking hands, can't sanitize them, yearns to be the wise men's star instead, and shining from afar lays tender beams on A. Blinken, Dr. Fauci, and, we're thinking, too, on David Miliband, Alalia Bundles, Michael Land, Gretchen Whitmer, Fearless Gov, John Ossoff, who we're so fond of, Chris Krebs, and Tyler, the creator. Brightly and not one bit later, it shines on Amy Westervelt, whose podcast we have always felt is great. On Alice Oswald, too, and similarly on a few deserving folks like James McBride, Fern Finkel, Brooklyn's courtroom pride, Reed Singer, Mr. Brokaw, Tom, Meg Knox, and wondrous Rosa Baum. Yay for Jack and Marta Handy, and our old pal Peter Canby. A super surge of Christmas glee to Joe and Jill from me and thee, and all good things to Kamala and Doug from us and Mamala. This year, just in case you wondered, Roger Angel turned 100. Unequaled master of this rhyme from back when it was in its prime, he rocks. And so does Peggy Moorman, who is the best, and that's for sure, man. To those who lift us up, Godspeed. We hope Josh Gad has all he'll need. For Alexander Vindman and Bro Yevgeny, we've a plan to wish them both benignity. And with no loss of dignity, shout season's blessings to Jack Black, mystery writer Stephen Womack, Jay Inslee, John Hickenlooper, David Chichester, Chris Cooper. With, by the by, a friendly hi to VP Pence's pensive fly. Should Christmas comfort be deployed, may it descend on Terrence Floyd, Philonis Floyd, and their relations. Rev Al, thanks for your oration. May peace, whatever peace there be, enfold the family arbory. May justice come to all who thirst and hunger for it through the worst. Dear friends, if we could rhyme away the year's vast losses, we might say these stumbling lines were justified as right in step with Christmastide. Does meter link up hope and history? The only rhyme word here is mystery. Let gladness rise, despite. Love one another, routs the night. And kindness is a folding chair we carry with us everywhere. In depth of winter, prospects brighten. Mighty streams of light will lighten the miles ahead and goodness reign once more. The angels' grand refrain.
Ian Fraser. You can read Greetings, Friends, at newyorker.com.